time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. And we are glad to have you here today. One of those days where I'm sitting here and just as I greet you good afternoon, I can greet our guests who just walked into the studio. It's good to have Amy Piper, Director of Marshall County ISU Extension Office, here with us. How are you, Amy?
I am great. Glad to have made it here.
I'm glad you have made it, too. And also is Grizel Chavez, Family Nutrition Program Assistant. How you doing, Grizel?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good. Are you ready to talk about family nutrition?
Yes, I am.
What's going on with family nutrition?
Yes, I have a couple updates. So I just came back from maternity leave. So I have a baby who just turned 3 months.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's awesome.
He's adorable.
Everybody doing well?
Yep,
we're it wasn't too tough to leave at home to go back to work, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, after 3 months being with him, you know, it's kind of hard.
Sure. So,
before I went into maternity leave, we had a couple rules to take my program. It was having a children under the age of 18 or being pregnant. So now that is not required. Now, as long as you follow under the income guidelines, you can take my program. So I have two different programs. One is an 8-week program, which is it's called Buy Live Healthy. So that one usually takes like an hour to do if we do virtual classes. I can now do in person now.
Okay.
So that is great. So one of the other things, I cannot do in-home visits. So it has to be like in public places, like the library, House of Compassion, the food pantry, mm-hmm. our office, the extension office. So that one, like I mentioned, it's 8 weeks. It's like about an hour. We do healthy recipes in each lesson. Also, you get an incentive to, for coming to my class. And if you join a group, you're at the end, you will be maybe the lucky winner of a Instapot.
Ooh, that's always handy to have around.
Yes, we actually just tried a couple of recipes at the office, and we did yesterday one, which was a pork roast.
Pork roast that you made into pulled pork sandwiches.
Yes, which was awesome. Yeah, it was done in 45 minutes, which was surprising. It was really tender, really juicy. And then the other program that I have, it's called Plant Shop Safe Cook. That one, it's a 4-week program. It's basically like the BioLive Healthy one. It's just a smaller version. They get to also cook a recipe and get incentives as well.
You know, I know, having just come back from maternity leave, I don't know if I'll trap you with this question or not, but, you know, with the price of food going up, just like the price of everything,
mm-hmm.
is it getting more and more difficult for those who are scrounging, trying to figure out ways to get healthy meals before their family? Is that getting a little more difficult right now?
So right now, I'm barely going back into teaching the lessons, so I haven't heard anyone complain about that. But I mean, smart people who know how to use coupons, who know how to choose the stores that have like sales going on, mm-hmm. and the prices are low, I don't think they have anything to say about that.
So I know that if I remember back the last time we had a chance to visit with you on the show, you were talking about being excited about getting together with some folks. I believe at that point you were talking about the House of Compassion. Did that continue? Did you get that started before your maternity leave, or are you restarting
that? Yes, I did. I finished a couple of families virtually, so I can do the classes like FaceTime, Facebook, Zoom. You know, it all depends how what platform you feel more comfortable with. I did finish a couple of families, and then I'm just getting done with a couple more.
So what are you going to try and accomplish between now and, by the time we get into the fall and kids go back to school and all that, what kind of help do you think folks need the most right now? Any idea?
So right now I'm getting into new partnerships. So working with YSS, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and REM. So getting like those classes maybe starting in the fall.
Okay.
So that's going to be a new experience for me.
So did Amy fill in for you and take care of everything while you were on your maternity leave?
We answered questions if we needed to, but no, we kind of waited for everything to, for Grizel to come back to start her classes up. That's kind of the nice thing about this position is the flexibility with it for her to set up her groups and her in-home visits and so forth.
And I know that, you know, we've talked to you before, Grizel, before I go put Amy on the spot here, but you know, this seems to be something, and I can tell just by the way you talk about, you really enjoy doing this
I do.
Kind of work, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Why
I love
is
helping.
That? Why?
I just love helping families by getting them to know about how to save money, how to eat more healthy, because then I see them at the store, and they're like, oh, Grizel, remember that recipe that we did when you came home? I have all the ingredients that I'm going to be making it at home again with my kids because they really liked it. So that's something that I really like hearing from families, the feedback.
Do you practice what you preach at home?
I do, yes.
I had an idea that was the answer, but I figured I'd put you on the spot there anyway.
Yeah, it's a little harder for her to get us to practice what she preaches in our office.
So I would imagine.
We have actually been having a nice, enjoyable thing going on in our office the last 2 weeks. Grizel is testing out recipes for the 2023 healthy family calendar that has recipes in it. So we've been, that's where the pork roast sandwiches came into place. And she's tried to get us to eat some healthy oat muffins.
Yep, chocolate chip muffins.
They were actually really good. And there was a third one.
A vegetable fried rice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we get to test out those healthy recipes in the office. And then she tries to encourage us to continue that when we go home.
You know, I hate hearing about all this when I haven't had lunch yet, but but that's okay. Amy, what else is going on at Extension? I know you've got the fair coming up, and I know that Chelsea and Megan are probably just kind of, you know, scrambling a little bit, trying to get ready for that in a couple of weeks. What else is going
on? They are. Our whole office is just scrambling around. And first, I'm going to just kind of brag about our office here in Marshall County for Extension. We just had a visit from Vice President John Lawrence. He's Vice President of Extension Services, and he's been making his way around to all the counties. And when he came and visited to our county, I was able to brag on the point that our staff has longevity here in Marshall County Extension. So that doesn't happen in all the counties. All of our staff members have been on hand for at least 4 years or more. So Grizel just celebrated her 4 years with us. Chelsea's been there over five, and Megan's been there 4 years. And he was like, wow, you guys, how are you doing that? Extension kind of seems to be kind of entry level, and the people just kind of make their way out. But our staff in Marshall County is just a great team of people. Grizel does the family nutrition program, but she works with Chelsea on the gardening aspect of that. She was out helping in the gardens today because when things are coming on and producing, she takes fresh vegetables out to her participants. And works with the master gardeners on that thing. So there's a lot of overlap and teamwork with our staff here in Marshall County. So I'm really proud of our staff that we have here.
Well, you do have a great staff, and I appreciate all their willingness to go on this show as often as they do and share with us what's going on, because there's a lot going on. And, you know, having been aware before I got into the radio job here, Marshall County ISU Extension, it's still amazing the type of question and the breadth and the length of concerns and questions that you all answer out there.
Oh, yes. We're an amazing team that does a lot of amazing work from Iowa State University over here in Marshall County.
What else we got going on?
So on the gardening aspect, anybody that's interested in being a master gardener, today is the deadline for registering for our fall master gardener classes. Okay. And that's a statewide deadline. So those classes will start at the very end of August, August 30th to November 5th. They are going to be mainly held online this year. So that weeks-long commitment, they'll be able to do those the online training from home. And then Chelsea will set up some local speakers that will present via Zoom to the participants. And then I think she'll still have a few in-person meetings for them. And Master Gardeners in Marshall County, Chelsea Llewellyn now. She just got married.
Just got married. Congratulations to her.
She is just a wonderful master gardener coordinator here in our county and has grown that group into doing a lot of volunteering throughout the community. We have all the community gardens that we manage at the different schools. Those are donation gardens. And so the Master Gardener Club just built a rather large food pantry our driveway.
And Chelsea have been talking about that a little bit, and it looks like it is all completed. And did I see something where you're looking to do more?
It's completed, and master gardeners they go out and they harvest at the different gardens that we have around town, and they bring the produce there. So I think right now there might be lettuce and snap peas available in that pantry if anybody would like to come pick them up. Also, if you have extra produce in your garden, feel welcome to come and share it in the pantry, and so other people can enjoy that produce. There is also some non-perishable foods in there. Okay. Gary Fulton is he's one of our master gardeners. He also works up at the emergency food box a lot, so he knows the importance of having food supplied throughout our community. And there's not a lot of places on the south side that people right now can go pick up food, because so we've created that food pantry on the south side for people to utilize. Again, if they have something they want to drop off, or if there's something they need to pick up.
Grizel, you got anything you're planning to do with the Central Iowa Fair? You got any offerings for folks who are coming out there that want to know more about family nutrition?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You're going to be there on Friday, at least.
Yes. So there's going to be a group of families going around checking the different stations.
Yep, taking a tour of the fairgrounds. We have Micah is working with us, and we have three different groups that we're going to tour around the fairgrounds, all who speak different languages. So we have a Spanish group, a Burmese group, and a Karen group that we're going to introduce to the Marshall County Fair.
Oh, that'll be awesome, because I'm sure they'll have some ideas of their own about things to do with that as well. What else? We got about 2 minutes left. I don't want to give any short shrift to the Central Iowa Fair, because it's, 2 weeks away now?
It's 2 weeks away, yeah.
Amazing.
The next time we come do your radio program is going to be during the Central Iowa Fair.
Well, and so. I know, and I know Kyle's looking to be in out there, too, for a day.
Yes, so a couple fun family activities to come out and do at the Central Iowa Fair. On Friday, we will be having a story walk available. That will be free to anybody to bring out their youth, and they can walk around the fairgrounds to different points of the story book and participate with their kids. And I believe there's going to be a little prize at the end or something for completing the story walk. That is also in line with, they can participate with Kidland, which I know there's a small fee to do the Kidland, but there's going to be other activities also going on Friday. One of the big activities that we have some volunteers coordinate out at the Central Iowa Fair is the Central Iowa Fair Youth Rodeo. And that youth rodeo will be on Thursday, July 15th, 6 o'clock at the fairgrounds. It is for younger children, ages 3 to 10 approximately. There's going to be a Power Wheels demo derby for ages 3 to 10. That's new this year. Mutton busting will be from ages 3 up to 75 pounds. There's...
Gotta get that.
There's not an age limit, but there is a weight limit on that.
We are just about out of time.
Okay, so they can.
Where can they go to get more information?
Yes, they can go to the Central Iowa Fair website. They can call our office, and they can come out and register for those activities the day of the event from 3 to 5 p.m. before the rodeo starts at 5.
Never have enough time to get it all in.
Never.
Amy Piper, the Executive Director, Marshall County ISU Extension. And Grizel Chavez, Family Nutrition Program Assistant. Thank you both for being there. And Grizel, congratulations on the new edition.
Thank you.
Everybody be well, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ken.
And thank you for being on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.